Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for joining us for this Americana Fest session recorded in Nashville in September 2024. Nolene Hoffman is a young singer-songwriter who grew up on a ranch in Western Canada. Her career took a surprising turn when, after she posted a video of her song Purple Gas, Zach Bryan responded. Ultimately, she and Zach Bryan performed the song as a duet on his new album, The Great American Bar Scene. We talked about how her career has changed.
New album's coming in October, your debut album, Purple Gas.
Yeah, it'll be a debut EP coming out in October.
Your head's got to be spinning. This last year to year and a half has to be crazy for you. You got this album, and you're playing the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow?
That's right. Yeah, without a doubt. It's been a wild ride over the last, pretty much coming up on exactly a year now since things started to change for me. But it's been such a blessing and a great adventure.
So what was that, like the first inklings that something was going to happen? How did that start for you?
I had been grinding it out on the local music scene in Alberta, Canada, where I'm from, for about a year prior to I actually had, it was a video that ended up taking off online. And from there, it definitely was doing things the good old-fashioned way, and then had some luck online, took that running.
I asked Nolene about that first contact from Zach Bryan.
Were you worried that it was like somebody pretending to be Zach Bryan who was trying to get a hold of you?
for sure, I had my suspicions, but when there's a blue check mark, it's hard to deny that it's the guy himself. Hard to believe.
Let's hear the song that so inspired Zach Bryan. This is Nolene Hoffman with Purple Gas, recorded in studio in Nashville.
I've got plates for purple gas, about the only break I catch. But I am not the kind of man to blame the dealer on a losing hand. Have a lone star in my eye, the darker the sky, the brighter it shines. Pump jack checks and baler twine, a ton of grit, or maybe it's spite. And if I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I have a hill that I will die upon if the climb don't get me killed. If there were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride, maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. I hammered down, hair straight back. World blurs past, tell me how's that? My horizon line static. I guess at least it's a sure bet. Was taught to not throw the first fist, but if you take a hit, finish that son of a bitch. In a life having the upper hand's a myth, your only fighting chance is too stubborn to quit. And if I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I have a hill that I will die upon if the climb don't get me killed. If there were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride, maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. Retired rail ties, .9 wire, neighbor kid on the fence and pliers, Fargo that turns over fine at 40 below if you cuss it right. a sly thumb or eyes. Sometimes keep a bottle hid with the biomycin. You can dull the edge, you can look ahead, but can't get there. It goes on forever. Oh, it just goes on forever. You keep your head down, it goes on. Forever. But I've got plates for purple gas. I've got plates for purple gas.
Nolene Hoffman with Purple Gas, recorded in studio in Nashville at Americana Fest. I asked her about her upcoming debut performance at the Grand Ole Opry.
Playing the Grand Ole Opry has been my longest living dream ever since I was a very little girl. Definitely the fantasy of stepping into the circle has gotten me through many day jobs and, you know, experiences unrelated to music. So it's been a North Star kind of dream for me. And I just, it's really hard to describe how meaningful it is. And
how many songs will you get to play?
I'll be playing 2 songs on stage, yeah.
You're playing with the Opry band, right?
It'll be a combination of, I'll have my drummer and guitar player, and then the Opry band will fill in the gaps for us up there.
What are the mechanics to make that happen before the show?
The Opry band is the cream of the crop kind of players. So you send your stems in and your songs in a week prior, and they learn your tracks and you step on stage and go for it. My name is Nolene Hoffman, and this is August.
Summer winter lifts the veil on the haunting August's brought me. Foreboding feeling in my bones insists this weather coming. Though the meadowlarks are calling, cows ain't bawling, no thunderhead. Oh, goodbye, banjo. I a buckskin harvest starting. There's fires in Montana again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache, stinging in my eyes. Prairie gold hay fever. I'm grieving. Listening, the stillness makes a gust out of the breath of wind, stirring up old sailed dust. Something ghosts, a loss and false promise. Farming accidents, redbird matches. The 8th month killed my innocence. Alert sorrows, love with no home, and you don't always reap what you sow. Whoa, goodbye, banjo moon. I a buckskin harvest starting. There's fires in Montana again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache, stinging in my eyes. Prairie gold hay fever. I'm grieving August. River slow, river slow, but she won't stop for nothing. In that fact, I have found hope just as I found tough loving. Whoa, goodbye, banjo moon. I haze hangs heavy like a heartache, stinging in my eyes, prairie gold hay fever. I'm grieving, I guess. Ooh,
Nolene Hoffman in studio at Americana Fest in Nashville. This has been an Americana Fest session on WNRN with Nolene Hoffman. I'm Bob Masago. Thanks for listening.